Those of us who are going to follow the Christmas pastime are going to be getting better and better. Over here, we just see these many people going by and sitting in the courtyard. You notice this man, this is the old fashioned man, obviously. You want to, you also give a vote. This is the old style of man. You see? Air conditioning. Now you see here, this is the famous Latmar book of Varsana. Lata means this big stick. And these ladies, they have big sticks, but this big around, bamboo poles. What happens before Gaur Purnima, on the Navami day, all the Brahmins from Nandagaon come here. And all around the top of here, they have big pots of color made from very beautiful flour. It's nice smell and it washes out in two washings, without soap and one washing with soap. And they have these big pitchkaris. Prabhupada translates strings like big brass or just big, you know, like fire puppets, right? Like, shh. And they come running up here with Nandalala's flag, Nandalala's janda. They go running upstairs, everybody just throwing color and squirting them. This whole courtyard has become the Red Sea. And the Brahmins from Nandagaon sit on one side, the Brahmins from Barsana sit on the other side, and they sing these beautiful holy songs back and forth. From old books with big letters like this. On each corner there's somebody with a bag of color. You see one big red cloud come across like this. The blue cloud comes, the pink cloud comes, the green cloud comes, and you have this always nice breeze, and all these beautiful colored clouds are blowing in the breeze, and just looks like yellow. Most of these things. Then afterwards, they become completely black and blue, all those Brahmins from Nandagaon or something. Then the Brahmins from Nandagaon, they go downstairs, and they have turbans, you see, with rolled up towels and gumshoes inside. And they have these rhinoceros skin shields. And they come downstairs in the Rangili Gully, colorful streets. And they shout insults. In the springtime, everybody gets spring fever, a little crazy. You know, so this is how they celebrate the spring craziness, spring fever. So they shout all kinds of insults at the lady. And the lady's a big pole, you see? Focus.
And
there's three or four ladies on each guy. And with full power, they're just going. They jump, you know, their little skirts with the little silvery fringes are just bouncing. All their bangles are going, ching, ching. And then another cowherd boy gets down. Then on the Dasami day, now who gets to play? Those ladies who are married in Barsana. Those who are born here, they can't play. Only those ladies who are married in Barsana can play. Then the Brahmins from Barsana, they go to Nandagaon on the Dasami day. Same thing happens there. They come running with Radharani's janda, they're shooting colors and flowers and water everywhere. Leg bows down before Krishna and Balaram, they're outside the temple. Then they sit down in the Red Sea and they sing back and forth with colorful clouds rolling here and there, just like Balaika. Only difference here will take you 2 hours to get out of the parking lot. There you can take darshan and go home. At least one time in the life, we brought Kusumataji here from the women's ministry. He said, if we did this in ISKCON, we solve a lot of problems. As you see, they're not meeting their husbands, but they know what rascals they've been. So there's this, you know, this woman bonding going on, female bonding going on between them. They know what these guys have done to their sisters there in Nandagaon. So they just, full blast. You know, they don't have Maytag washing machines, and they're making rupees like this. These girls are very powerful. But then, same thing happens there, then all the Brahmins from Barsana come downstairs in the Rangali Gully, and 10, this meeting goes on like this, but there's 6 or 7 girl Hokies for every Kalahua boy in America. So 6 or 7 girls. So this is the famous Latmar Hoki. Mar used to hit with Lat is this. And those sticks are about this big. So we can come sit in this courtyard here, this week. Put your backs to the deities, please. Sit sideways. So, one time, Radharani was very angry with Krishna. She wasn't letting him come near. And he was staying nearby at Prem Sarovar. We run down to the buses quickly, we'll go there, take bath at Prem Sarovar. So, Lalita Visakha came there, and he told them, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't do anything without Srimati Radharani. Somehow or other you make her happy. So they went back to Radharani, they said, Lala, he can't eat. Shamsundar, he can't eat. He can't sleep. He's going to give up his life. Radharani said, this fellow, he's not only black on the outside, he's black on the inside. He's black through and through. He has cheated me so many times. I don't want to have anything to do with this black fellow. I don't want to have anything to do with this black fellow. Don't put your back to the Didi, Mataji. Sit sideways. Don't put your back. So they came back and they told Shamsundar this is the situation. So he gave them some secret plan. So they came back here. They were sitting with Radharani. Actually, she's very sorrowful. Though she's angry with Krishna, she's also sorrowful. She's not getting his association. Mix. Suddenly, they saw one flower girl coming. You saw in the big painting on this side, one flower girl is there. And she has a beautiful basket of flowers. And beautiful garlands in her basket of flowers. And she's singing sweet song. Oh, who will come and take my mala? I have such mala, just by the touch of my mala, all your cares and sorrows will go very, very far away. So Lalita Visakha called the attention of Radharani, see this flower girl and hear her song. And Radharani looked and she saw those beautiful flower malas. She thought, there's only one person in the whole universe who can make so garland so beautiful. So she said, you call your flower mali here. So that little flower vendor, she came there. She put one of her garlands on Radharani's neck, but she did it in such a way that her fingers will touch the neck. She put it in such a way she will have to touch the neck. Just like when Mayapur, when Prabhupada used to go around ringing the bell, I was householder, so on one side you can't, where all the brahmacharis and sannyasis, you can't get near the bell. But on the lady's side, nobody goes there, so I was householder, I go there, I get the rope. And when Prabhupada come, I always hand it in such a way he'll have to hit my hand to get the rope. As soon as Radharani felt that touch, she said, there's only one person in the whole universe with touch like this. So she said, this flower mala is very nice.
And we should reward this flower girl in a nice way. Because she is not dressed very nicely. We should make her up and we should dress her very nicely with new sari and new blouse and everything. And that flower vendor, she tried to get away. And the Saki, why are you worried? We're all women here. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We're going to change it, but we're all women here. And she was fighting and fighting. They pulled her there. They pulled off her sari. They opened up that choli, and all these flowers that were inside that choli just went falling on the ground. And everybody saw, oh, it is Nasham Sundar. And all the Sakis were laughing and dancing. Just see how Radharani made fool of this rascal. So like that, millions and millions of pastimes are taking place on this Barsana hill and all around. So now we'll go down the hill, and if we go quickly, then we'll go take bath in Prem's Rover. We were just talking about Prem's. It's very hot. Let's go take bath, huh? Eh? Ah. Eh?
Ah.
Eh?
Ah.
All right, so let's go take bath. It's too hot. Srimati Radharani ki! Your shoes are here, so we'll have to go around the back of the temple. We'll get darshan of Unchagam. If you already have your shoes, you can come out this side. If you don't bring shoes, you can come out this side and we'll meet you on the other side.